T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As Jackie Bradley Jr. hits one toward left, Duvall into the corner at the wall. He got there right at the 335 side. Good play. And Bradley's retired for out number one.
Feel with him with that one.
Yeah, Adam Duvall's back. Hey, I mean, never should have left in the first place. But that's another story. And the Atlanta Braves have a brand spanking new outfield. Boy, it's really what a change from the... Opening day, you walk out there. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh with Ronald Acuna and Marcelo Zuna. Oh, yeah, that's right. And Christian Pache. And now you suddenly there's Soler or maybe Rosario when he gets healthy and Heredia and Duvall out there in the outfield. So, look, the Braves made some moves. I should give a quick update here before we get into our conversation about where the Braves stand. There is some other good news in addition, because this kind of got lost in all the other transactions that were going on. As of today, Hugh Oscar Anoa is in Rome. He's with the Rome Braves. He's beginning his rehab. Travis d'Arnaud over the weekend was assigned to, and he is with Gwinnett, and he is with the Stripers. And so Travis d'Arnaud may not be far away from being able to return to the team.
No, I'm happy for Oscar. I mean, because that's a guy that you know, looked like he showed a little bit of promise, John. Just need to keep him away from balls now. Keep his mind right, man. For real.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, he doing.
Yeah, don't slam any more benches if you get him angry.
Get your stuff together. You know, right? Yeah, get your stuff together.
So you may get Travis d'Arnaud back into the mix here shortly. That would be a huge thing if you could do that. So that'd be good. Now, the Braves go out and make all these moves. Alex Anthopoulos comes to the trade deadline. We talked about it, Hugh. I knew that the Braves weren't going to swim in the deep water.
Yeah.
But we didn't know if they were going to be buyers or sellers. Well, as it turns out, you know, of course, they were buyers of some note here. And this is Alex Anthopoulos talking about what they thought they could achieve going into the trade deadline and what they did.
I think we wanted, you know, we wanted to do what we could offensively. No doubt about that. And, you know, our infield is set. Darno's coming back behind the plate. So outfield was the area to do something there. And a bullpen, we definitely wanted to try to get a reliever. So, you know, we've been trying for, obviously, for weeks, but I don't know, these last 3-4 days, we've been trying, and we finally able to get a deal done today.
Yeah, he's talking about Rich Rod and now another closer. And that to me, I think that might be the big win here, is Richard Rodriguez being out there in the pen. You got basically two closers, a guy to help Will Smith here. But here they go out, they get Rodriguez, they get Rosario, who can really rake. He's a big bat. And you get Soler, who could be a fill-in-the-gap kind of guy here for you. And then you bring Adam Duvall back. Those are the big moves for this team. And, of course, Bryce Wilson is not on the team anymore. They parted with some guys that maybe they needed to part with. Maybe for a long time they've needed to kind of move on from, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because you get stuck and you keep thinking, you know, that, the next time we set him out,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't work out that way. Yeah, I mean, and then, John, this is kind of like, for me, what the Braves had to do, more bang for your buck. You know, you make moves that make sense for you and don't put you in a position where, you know, you're spending a whole lot of money. But you make moves that have people looking at it and thinking, like, you know what? You're still alive. I mean, and that's basically what it is, John. You're still alive. It's still in a position where the division is possibly winnable, you know, but you didn't spend a whole lot of money.
No, and they did so, you know, there's a little bit of chess involved, and I appreciate the fact that there's a little bit of chess involved here. Duvall and Rodriguez, which I think are the two biggest gets that you get here, should never again have let Duvall go because he just fits with the club. They're controllable after this year. All right.
Yeah, because so Duvall has like a $3 million option or something like that, $7 million, something like that.
Right. I mean, there's a player that they could pick up, and Rodriguez. You know, I mean, they're controllable. Soler and Rosario are kind of like rent outfielders because of the situation in the outfield, which is fine. I have no problem with rent a player. I mean, you know, right now, Hugh, if you're going to make a run, you have to rent some players. And if they come back, they come back. If they don't, they don't. And maybe you hope that one of them impresses you enough that you're willing to pay them at the end of the year to be part of this team next year, because let's not forget, the next year we're going to, especially Rosario is the real key here, because Rosario is the guy that in theory could be another outfielder with the DH, right? Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah. So he's the big, and of course we don't know how this whole Ozuna thing is going
to
work
out. I was just about to say that Marcell Ozuna is potentially going to be here as well. So yeah.
Which, by the way, to that point here, you know, Travis d'Arnaud coming back, Oscar Noah coming back possibly here before the end of the year. You're going to have a lot of, you know, some things that are going to happen for the Braves. The Ozuna thing, I can't believe how many people are just, nope, he can't be on the – I'm like, wait, don't you have to see the video first?
Don't care. Well, that's what I'm saying, John. Like I was talking about last Friday. The unfortunate thing about it, people have already made up their mind about him because of what was already said. They don't care. I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing. You know, it was said about him, so obviously it must be true. And that's just the reality of the situation that he's dealing with right now.
Well, we know that one thing isn't true. One thing apparently is not true at all is that that he committed some sort of felony and tried to kill her. Because apparently that's what the cops said, right? You know, I mean, he was going to go to prison and all this, you know, and the DA said, yeah, no, not so much. So, again, I'm not trying to defend Marcell Ozuna. I'm trying to, you know, say, let's just find out here, you know, before we condemn anything. And I'm sure the Braves want to know, too, Hugh, because they're on the hook for $65 million.
Yeah, but like I said, John, in situations like this, I mean, it's just unfortunate that, you know, when something like that is said about you, people are going to, you know, regardless of whether or not, you know, you have on information, people are already going to formulate their opinions about you.
Right. When the video comes out, I mean, I could say, all right. You know, I mean, I may say that, but let's see the video first. Or it may come out and we go, really? That was it? So we don't know. We'll find out. Meantime, without Marcell Ozuna, because he's not going to be part of the team this year in any regard, I wouldn't imagine. So you have what, you know, amounts to a team here, Hugh, where it's – look, again, if you put this together – now, I'm not real super happy about this, I admit. I mean, because I want, you know, more. But if you put together a team where you're going to get, you know, kind of these guys like Soler and Rosario and Duvall, and they are able to scratch together, you know, this division title and win a fourth division title, maybe, just maybe, people will back off Brian Snicker. I mean, he's had to do it with bailing wire here.
Yeah, I mean, but that's how it is. More bang for your buck, John. And you know... if they do, I can't see people giving him a pass. I just can't, because that's just, you know, how people are wired. I mean, there's still going to be something else to complain about. But it's,
you know,
a good,
again,
I mean,
it's not,
you know,
like they went out,
alive,
it's not like they went out and did Yankee or Dodger stuff, you know, where they're spending, you know, 150, or even Padres stuff where they're spending $300 million and $500 million, or, you know, they're trying to buy their way. Not that that necessarily works. It hasn't worked for the Phillies. Didn't work for the Angels. You know, probably may not work for the Yankees or Dodgers. One of those two is not going to win a World Series. Let's put it that way. You know, somebody's not winning the World Series for that kind of money. We know that. So I'm not suggesting that you just have to spend money to spend money, Hugh. I'm saying that you have to spend money to do the, you know, the best thing for your team. You can't do it on the cheap. And right now, I think the Braves try to do it. How smart can we be to buy this guy for next to nothing?
It's the same thing, like I've always said, John, more bang for your buck. That's what you're talking about. That's exactly what you're talking about. More bang for your buck. How can you get more horsepower out of your muscle car without spending that much money? And, you know, go out there and drag race on Sunday. It's the same. To me, it's the same exact thing. And that's what the Braves are trying to do. They're trying to maximize their winning capabilities without spending that much money.
Well, I hate to put too much pressure on these guys, you know. And okay, Rosario's somebody, he's got a small injury, slight injury, so we won't see him for a couple of weeks, which is, you know, at his best, Eddie Rosario is a guy that can hit you 35 home runs. I mean, he's got some pop at his bat. So, you know, to me, Soler is a reserve outfielder. He's a plug and play kind of guy. I don't think he's a starter necessarily on your team, but I, you know, it'll be interesting to see what you get out of him. I expect it's Duvall and Rodriguez that I expect the most out of. First off, we should never have gotten rid of Adam Duvall. I think you can kind of pencil him in now for the remainder of this year and all of next year as your left fielder. I think your left field is now the one good thing about all this. Left field is solved. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that hole that has been left field for a long time is now solved. Rich Rod, I think, is the win here. He's the big one. When they got him, I went, okay, now that's a serious move. Now they got him from Pittsburgh. This guy can really bring it. He can be your closer. You don't need Will Smith. If I'm Will Smith, I think they just brought in my replacement.
Wait a minute, who did we bring in last year? Was it Green?
Well, we bought in.
And it took him a little while to get going. I mean, so, just be a little bit careful with that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, though. I hear what you're saying. But got to give him a little bit of time to get acclimated to what we're doing. But, I definitely – it was a position we definitely needed, and it has been filled. But at the same time, when you said that, John, that was my immediate thought. I just thought of Shane Green, and I was like, oh, okay, gotcha.
No, look, Shane, I expect a lot more out of Shane Green. I don't know really what happens with the relievers. He hadn't been the same guy that he was in Detroit, that's for sure, when he was kind of a lockdown guy. And when they brought him over here, maybe it was because they had Melanson at the time, and they gave the ball to Melanson. And some guys just, they need to be the closer to get into that mentality. They're mm-hmm. not the setup guy. Chris Martin's been okay, I guess. But Rich Rod is a guy I really like, Hugh. I mean, Rich Rod could end up being your closer for next year. I mean, how many games has this team given up and lost because they couldn't close a win out?
It's been a few. It's been a few. You've been watching it. It's been looking real good, and then it just goes south.
Hader comes in yesterday and slams the door shut, and I thought, man, if you had had this whole thing about Melanson, everybody needs to know Mark Melanson chose to go to San Diego. He wanted out. He didn't want to be here. So, I mean, don't say Alex Anthopoulos should have kept him. He wasn't keeping him. Melanson wanted to leave, okay? You can't make a man stay, all right? I can't believe they let Melanson go. They didn't let Melanson go. Stop that. But when you have a guy like Hader, when he comes out of the pen and he's a lockdown guy, if Mark Melanson were on this team, the Rays would be in first place by six games, Hugh. I'm convinced of that. That's how big a difference we're talking about. They'd be in first place by six games. Instead, they're in fourth place, third place by four games. Okay. All right, my soapbox, I'm done. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. I mean, that's just it's the truth. It's the truth. And now... the thing about it is this. What was it? Like a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how, whether or not we were moving on from the Braves. And here we are back again.
I know.
Tag team back again.
Here's the biggest question about Richard Rodriguez, okay?
I just heard, wait a minute, this just in. Even Abe's a little optimistic. So, that's a good thing.
Here's the biggest question you have to ask yourself about Rich Rod as we go forward. If you believe like I do that he's the best closer on the team, when will Brian Snicker have the guts to pull the trigger and make him the closer and make Will Smith the setup guy? Will he have the guts to do that? Because that's what this team needs to do. I mean, Rodriguez should be the closer immediately on this team. NFL headlines next on your NFL weekend on Sports Radio 92 on The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That isn't a lie. It's the sounds of the National Football League. And this week, are you ready for it? We're going to have an NFL football game this week. In 3 days, the first football game of the year, the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, football is a relative term, I guess, to you. I mean, it is
Hall of Fame game. Best believe people are going to be out. Like, listen, this is the best part about it, John. People are going to be out, and they're going to be getting ready for football. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I mean, people are going to be, I mean, let's just call it what it is, John. People are going to be, you know, excited, stoked about the upcoming football season.
Well, let's just see. How excited are they for this game? Hall of Fame game. Let's see what the tickets are here. I know that you know, you can get tickets pretty cheap for the. That's Hockey Hall of Fame. There's a Hockey Hall of Fame. $150 to get in. Wow, Hugh, the get-in price for the Hall of Fame is $142 will get you in for that game.
Is that right?
Well, it is an event up there, I will say. It is a huge, it is a ginormous, I mean, you're from that area. I mean, that town, I mean, that is the event of the year.
Oh, yeah,
and we
Hall
didn't
of
have
Fame
it,
game,
you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Cowboys and Steelers, we are now 11 days away from the Falcons and the Titans and the beginning of the Falcons preseason. So, NFL headlines here. All right, Aaron Rodgers. All right, what now with Aaron Rodgers? Okay, we get it. You're back with the team. This is what A-Rod said. All right, I'm going to move on from this story because I'm getting tired of it. But we have to put, I guess, a button on it because he spoke for the first time as a member of the Packers and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this is what he said over the weekend about being back in Wisconsin.
It was a little strange, I think, day one, just because I was gone for the entire offseason and contemplated my own future and the possibility of playing somewhere else as well. But when I'm back here, I'm 100% all in, you know. And you know me, you know what I'm all about. I love my teammates. I love competing. I do love practice. You know, I love to go out and give it to the young corner when I can and get after these guys, talk a little smack, especially with a new D coordinator in here. We got to let them know how it goes around here.
By the way, if he doesn't win a Super Bowl this year, I mean, is he under more pressure than any other quarterback to actually produce, given, you know, the tantrums that he threw in the offseason?
He's always he's a guy, John, to be honest. I don't think pressure really bothers him like that. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, he's thrived so much under pressure situations. I don't think it really, you know, bothers him. He's not fazed by it like that. So, I mean, if I had to take a bet, I would bet on him. I'd bet on A-Rod. I definitely would.
Well, you know, that division is going to be interesting because you have, you know, the pressure of Kirk Cousins to finally earn that guaranteed contract, and you have, you know, the Lions have a new head coach. I'm not expecting anything on the Lions. But really it's about the Bears because what's going to happen in Chicago, you know, with Justin Fields and the Bears? Because the Bears are kind of primed to have a pretty decent team if they can get the right quarterback play. And they went from, you know, the Mitchell Trubisky years, and they moved on from that. And now they've really pretty much moved on from the Nick Foles experiment because their top two quarterbacks are Andy Dalton and Justin Fields, I would think. And I can't imagine it not being that.
Yeah, because Nick Foles is third string, right? I think I read somewhere where they were talking about Nick Foles as a third string quarterback.
Right, he's like on the practice squad. He went from winning the Super Bowl to being a practice squad guy.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, I mean, hey, Nick Foles was a guy who a couple years ago, John, he was contemplating retiring. So, you know, I mean, hey, he won a Super Bowl. You know, he got paid. I wouldn't. I don't think I could be too salty behind all of that.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's got a ring. He's going to get a paycheck, right? You know.
Yeah, yeah, can't be too salty. I mean, you know, hey, it don't always work out for everybody. But I mean, I think you could say I think you could tell your kids you won a little bit.
Oh yeah, you got the ring to prove it.
Yeah, you won. Yeah,
I didn't we have one of the most famous plays in
Philly,
the history
of the
Eagles?
Yeah,
or maybe the most famous. Did they build a statue?
They did build a statue. Yeah. So okay. I mean, I wouldn't listen. I wouldn't be too broken up about it. I mean, hey, I'm all right. Ain't missing no meals.
You know, I got a ring and a statue. What do you want?
They ain't paying for no meals either.
Right. You know, right, exactly. I got free cheese steaks for life. The Justin Fields thing in just a moment. I'm going to tie this in. Bill Belichick, here's Hoodie, talking about Cam Newton and what he expects out of his quarterback play this year.
Do you have an ideal time frame for naming a starter to help you get ready for the season?
No. Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that, so.
You gotta like his matter of factness. Hey, he's our starting quarterback. I said that before. A lot of people don't think Cam's gonna be the starter. They don't. They really don't. And you know, when you talk about drafting Mac the way you did, and you know, the ringing endorsement that Coach Saban gave you, yeah, people don't think Cam's gonna get it done. It's hard to say, John, to be totally honest. When you look at the season that he had last year, I mean, I can see why people feel like, you know, Cam might not be the guy. You know, I can see that. You know, he got the COVID and he was not right or whatever. I can see why people would feel that way. But it sounds like Bill Belichick believes in him. And, I mean, I think that's, at this point, that's all that really matters, is that the coach has his back, you know.
Right, and we bring this up here because, you know, some teams are going to have to make some decisions here in training camp as we get now down to preseason games. It'll be really interesting to watch how these young quarterbacks perform. These are the NFL headlines brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts and Labor Warranty. For example, and this is why it all ties into Justin Fields, because I want to look at these rookie quarterbacks, because that's going to be the big – understand that now that we've gotten past this A-Rod thing, the Deshaun Watson thing's over here. There's not much we can do about it. They have to adjudicate that and all that kind of stuff, right? So really the focus is going to shift back to these rookie quarterbacks. And Kyle Shanahan came out over the weekend and said – this was his kind of his quote. I'm, you know, kind of giving it the large paraphrasing here. Well, I'll just use what Pro Football Talk said. Kyle Shanahan, if Jimmy Garoppolo plays his best – I don't know if any rookie can beat him out. Now, what does that say to you when I say that Kyle Shanahan said, if Jimmy Garoppolo plays his best, I don't know if any rookie can beat him out? Well, it says to you that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the starting quarterback in San Francisco over Trey Lance, right?
Yeah.
No. If is the key word here. If Jimmy Garoppolo plays his best, if he does, if he doesn't, Then I know a rookie that can beat him out, and I'm going to guarantee you, whatever. How do you define his best? you know what? It wasn't his best.
That's what you got from that, John.
Yes, that's exactly what I got. I got that he put Jimmy Garoppolo to an impossible standard to keep the job.
Jimmy Garoppolo, it was always his job to lose, John. I mean, even when you drafted, you know, there's no doubt that Trey Lance is going to be the starter eventually. But right now, it's Jimmy Garoppolo's job to lose. I mean, no question about that. It's his job to lose.
Well, so, and that would be the third quarter of the opening game.
I don't think it's going to be that soon, John. I know you're betting on that, and that's what you got your money on. I don't think it's going to be that soon that he loses his job. I think it's going to take a little while. But to your point, yeah, he's going to probably lose it. No question about that. It's probably going to take a little bit longer than you're anticipating, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, so you look at Cam in New England over Mac Jones, right? Cool. And you look at Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco over Trey Lance, and Andy Dalton in Chicago over Justin Fields. Okay, so you got all those kind of working, right? Andy Dalton, Jimmy Garoppolo, Cam Newton. I'm thinking, which one of those three is benched first for the rookie? That's what I'm kind of wondering. And I got to say, I think the first one benched is Jimmy Garoppolo.
You think Jimmy Garoppolo goes first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I think in Chicago there's going to be a great desire to play Justin Fields, but Andy Dalton's still got some game left, and they're going to want to game manage a little bit. They may wait till a little bit later in the season. They want to make sure that Justin's got it all down, and I don't think – in other words, that's not to say that Justin is behind Trey Lance, for example. Mm-hmm. I just think Kyle Shanahan thinks he's so smart, Hugh. Remember, Kyle Shanahan thinks that it's about him, right?
I would agree with that. Yeah. I mean, he's a pretty smart coach, though. I mean, you know, not to be that guy, but he's a pretty smart dude. He's a little arrogant. He's definitely a lot arrogant.
Oh, yeah, you think?
But he's a pretty smart dude, though.
Oh, yeah. No, his dad was a phenomenal coach for a reason. I mean, his dad's a Hall of Famer. He's, you know, I mean, he comes from a coaching tree of the Shanahan family that is, you know, right. No, look, I take nothing away from Kyle Shanahan. He's innovative. He's smart. He's just all about him. And because he's all about him, that's why when Kyle Shanahan says something, I take it in a different light than if Arthur Smith said, you know, it's not a poor choice because you don't have anybody else here. But if, you know, if Belichick said, you know, hey, listen, you know, if Cam plays his best, then I don't see a rookie unseating him. I kind of believe Cam because because he wants to, you know, he's like, I'll ride Cam as long as Cam can win. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'll let Mac Jones sit on the bench and grow up. You know, I'll write Andy Dalton in Chicago and let Justin Fields grow up. I don't think Kyle Shanahan says, I'm writing Jimmy Garoppolo letting Trey Lance grow up. I think Kyle Shanahan says, I want to play Trey Lance now because I can prove to everybody how smart I am.
But, okay, yeah, I can't argue that. I mean, because there's probably some truth to that. But he's not ready. I don't think, I haven't seen him practice. I'm going by what was said about him when he was coming out. You know, he there's some work that needs to be done. Now, with a quarterback, John, if you throw him out there when he's not ready, you could do more harm than good. Like, you really, really can. So that's why I'm kind of leaning on the side that, you know, yeah, he probably looks like he looks good in practice, but it's a whole different animal when you're actually out there running around and people are actually chasing you. That's why I said I find it fascinating how people say, oh, yeah, well, you know, they look good. They look good. They're out there making plays.
Right.
Dude, you know those plays are scripted. Like, you know, they're scripted to be successful. They're scripted for success. I mean, you know, not to bust anybody's bubble, but it's designed for – it's supposed to look good because that's why they put them in. That's why they call it an offensive period.
Talk a little Falcons football with you. We're going to open up the phone lines. Falcons fans, all right, it's a day off of camp. What have you seen? Have you seen any of camp so far? And what are your expectations for the offense for this year? Do you think it could be a top-flight offense with Arthur Smith? Are you expecting it to be a better offense, to be sort of middle of the pack, or are you expecting the offense without Julio to take a step back? I'd be interested in your thoughts. You can jump onto our Twitter at 929TheGame and answer that, or you can be part of the program with you and I at 404-741-0929. This is The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 929TheGame and Odyssey.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And it goes to that point. I mean, you've got to have real competition. And obviously right now with some of the injuries or protocols, guys are, you know, we're having to move guys around. But, you know, I always look at this. We're in the solution business. So we've got to find solutions to those problems. You'd love to have everybody healthy. It's just not going to happen. It's not reality in the NFL. And so you got to attack it. You can't spend a lot of energy wasting worrying about, oh, what if this guy was here? He's not.
Arthur Smith, new head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the first thing he's got to deal with is that while you're installing the new offense and evaluating and all that kind of stuff, you got to do so with certain guys out. And then you're trying to, you know, put in a new offense here, and you don't have Caleb McGarry for any period of time or Matt Gano, who's a key you know, fill in a reserve guy here, and you're trying to figure out who your left guard's going to be. And you got to settle this offensive line. To me, that's, I think, priority number one, Hugh, given the kind of ding to McGarry and Gano here. And the fact that you've got, you know, Matt Hennessy in at center, your priority number one right now is to settle that offensive line, because if you are going to be a run team, a run-oriented, not necessarily run first, but a balanced run team, you got to make sure all those guys are on the same page. I would think that that becomes the number one of the offensive side of the ball. That becomes the number one priority.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, not to diminish, you know, playing offensive line, but I think it's a little bit easier to run the ball than it is to pass protect. Especially when you talk about the different pass protections and everything like that. So, you know, it's gonna be simpler for them to just go out there and just be role graders.
Right.
Like,
well,
I think the biggest thing going into this, John, is making sure that everybody has their run fits,
right,
and they can understand, you know, what teams are trying to do to them or are they trying to attack them.
Well, yeah, to a large degree, this is simplification, but, you know, run blocking is more of a unit thing than pass blocking. Pass blocking tends to be a, you know, mano a mano, line it up and, you know, go kind of thing, because, you know, run blocking could be, you know, more of a symbiotic thing, which is why it's important to have those guys out there who are on the same page and know what they're trying to do when they're getting to the second level and who's coming in and filling in behind them and, you know, where the ball is going and where the back is going to bounce and all that kind of stuff. So it takes a little bit of time. You have a lot to work out.
I think it's a little bit tougher to pass protect, because in pass protection, you're working in a box and y'all all have to be in sync in that box. Run blocking, that's a man, whoop a man. That's just teeing off on somebody.
Well, yeah, but you got to – yeah, but you – right.
Running back picked the spot. Call. Like, you know what I mean? You go to – like, you're role grade. Running back got to figure that out. That ain't on you. You just go out there and you just put your hat on the dude.
Like, it depends, I guess, on how much you're pulling people.
I mean, like that. See, you talk about all that cute block. I'm talking about just straight up and out, lining up, you know, and whooping somebody.
Yeah, if you're just straight up lining up and whooping somebody, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking if you're you know pulling guards and you know you start doing that, that's got to be really symbiotic. I mean, they've got to be, or otherwise you're tripping over yourself, and the next thing you know,
yeah, all of that. But yeah, I think you know, and I know you know when you talk about in the NFL, I know cut block. I mean, everybody cutback is huge, mm-hmm. but still, I mean, it's still. When you're run blocking, John, that's a hat on a hat, and you know you get him up out of there, you're moving the crowd.
So you look at the Falcons' offense. Where do you think they're going to rank here? Top 10, middle 10, bottom 12? Actually, are they a top, middle, or bottom tier offense potentially under Arthur Smith this year in his first year? Now let's rewind the machine here. Right, first year of Dan Quinn, he comes in. I think they went 5-0, Hugh. To start the season.
Something like that, because they beat the Eagles the first game of the season, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think they did, yeah.
Yes, they did. And then they started off like 5-0, and we're all like, oh, my God, the new coaching staff is just the greatest, and look at this team. And you know, because we're coming off of back-to-back bad years of Mike Smith, just like they're coming off back-to-back years of Dan Quinn. You know, did they get off to a good start here or what? That team ended up kind of fading a little bit down the stretch, as we know, and they ended up 8-8 and just outside the playoffs. And, of course, the next year, it all took off because now they had a full year under that offense of Kyle Shanahan to kind of work out the kinks. And, you know, after the first year, it was pretty obvious that they were going to be able to, you know, needed to get Matt Ryan and Kyle Shanahan on the same page, and they did. And once they did, they were off to the races, and of course, record-smashing offense. Can you have that from the jump right now? That's I think that's a big ask, Hugh. I mean,
it can happen because you got to understand, John. You're implementing an offense where, like, okay, say for instance, the first game of the season, which I've already picked. I picked the Falcons to win that. Is you're dealing with another first-year head coach, and with a defense that's been revamped in their secondary, and the fact that they have a young quarterback that they're trying to get right. So you're going into that game between the two. You're probably going to have the leg up because you have, in my opinion, the veteran QB. You got the QB that's the veteran. So I'm giving the nod to the Falcons in that sense because they have the veteran quarterback. You got Jalen Hurts back there. You don't know what he's bringing to the table. They don't even know if they want him to be their starting QB at this point. So you have that. So there's a chance that you can jump out on a few teams. You can get that good start by the simple fact that people don't know how you're coming. You know, they don't know how you're going to attack them. So you could potentially have the leg up on teams in that sense. So I'm giving the nod to the Falcons. They might get off to a good start, John. And once you do that, anything is possible. Anything is possible after you get off, if you get off to a good start.
All right. So, how do you answer the question, Hugh? What do you think the Falcons' offense? And you could jump into the program too if you want to. We'd love to have you. 404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. Falcons' offense is what we're talking about. What are your expectations for Matt Ryan this season? And that's really look. You can talk about Mike Davis or Kyle Pitts or Calvin Ridley, but it's still going to number two is still going to be the trigger man. So he's got to have that kind of big year here. And so your answer to this question predicated to some degree on you know what you think of Matt Ryan's ability in this offense with Arthur Smith. What you're guessing what kind of a year he's going to have. So what kind of a year do you think the Falcons' offense will have this season? Can they be a top 10 offense in the NFL, Hugh? Will they be a middle 10 offense, or will they be a bottom tier offense under Arthur Smith?
I think middle tier, because I don't know how they're coming, John. I think that, you know, the class of the division, it's going to be the Tampa Bay Bucks, no question about that, because you're talking about a team that has a little bit of continuity, you know, coming off of that Super Bowl win and everything. Mm-hmm. I think the Falcons will be competitive. I think that they have the potential to be very, very competitive squad and, you know, maybe finish number two in the division. You know, it's a possibility that that can happen. So, yeah, I'm going to say middle of the pack. I'm going to go middle of the pack.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now here. 35% so far in the poll are saying top 10. 47% are saying middle of the pack. Now, 18% are saying they're going to be in the bottom half of the league. And in defense of the people, you know, and granted, it's only 18%, who say, you know, if you look at, what do you mean they're going to be in the bottom half? They've got Kyle Pitts. They've got Calvin Ridley. I mean, and we can't presume injuries. They've got Mike Davis. Again, we're talking about a brand new offense that has to be installed with some new parts. I mean, you don't have Alex Mack anymore. You still have to settle left guard. I mean, there are questions on that offensive line. Let's hope Caleb McGarry isn't out for a long time here. So, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be. But you still have to get that offensive line, like we talked about, in concert with each other, because that's the critical thing. In that year where they shattered all the records in 2016, that offensive line, they played you every snap of every game. How about that?
Not,
yeah, yeah. So that's what we're talking about, staying injury-free. That offensive line played, certainly they played every game. When I say every snap, they were probably, you know, replaced late in games. I'm talking about they started every game together, all 16 of them, every game together. They were out there, you know, so that offensive line was a unit all year long. They stayed injury-free. And so as a result, you had, you know, a lot of continuity. And the guys kind of know, because they really got to know where everybody is. I mean, it really is a dance in that offensive line. You know, whether you're run blocking or pass blocking, both are true. You really got to really know where your guy is going to be, your guy next to you is going to be. So you don't have any mistakes, because, you know, one breakdown, your quarterback's dead. Oren, what do you think here? Oren, let me get your pulse here while we ask everybody else at 404-741-0929. Do you think the Falcons offense with a new head coach is worthy of being top 10, middle 10, bottom 10?
I mean, I would say you have enough weapons on offense to where if you can get the – and I say if, it's the big ifs. If the running game is behind a decent offensive line and you can keep Matt Ryan upright – like, you got mismatches on that offense in Kyle Pitts that's going to set everybody, give everybody decent coverage on the outside. So, like, there's enough favorable there to where you should be able to be, all things considered, a top 10 defense. But again, it's like Abe and the Braves. There are a bunch of what if scenarios that can possibly potentially hinder that if, you know, if that comes, if that happens.
Abe, how do you vote? Top 10, middle 10, bottom 10?
I think. Realistically, middle 10, there's a chance they could be a top 10 team. I mean, you brought it up, John. There's a lot of questions here. Everyone's got to step up a notch, right? Like, Calvin Ridley goes from and look, whether Julio was playing healthy, whatever, Calvin Ridley was not the one, you know, in theory. There's no doubt about it. Right now, he's the one. Russell Gage has always been the three. He's now going to be the two. And you can discuss Kyle Pitts, and you know, I'm just using wide receiver two there in this play. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of question marks, but there's a lot of potential. And so I'd be pretty comfortable saying they're going to be a middle 10, but there's the potential to be a top 10 offense. There really is.
Hugh, Matt Ryan, there's going to be you know, a difference here without having Julio, but we saw him without Julio for half a season last year.
Mm-hmm.
But yet at the same time, there's one thing about, you know, I would think a little bit of comfort in knowing that, you know, maybe Julio was going to be back. How much of a loss to Matt Ryan is it not to have number 11 out there, just in terms of his comfort level?
I don't think it's that big a loss, John, because he had a chance to get comfortable with Calvin. I mean, I really don't. I hear what you're saying, and I acknowledge that, but it's one of those things where he played damn near the whole season without Julio. So it's not like, you know, Matt Ryan's not pining, sitting around pining and has a picture of Julio talking about, man, I'm going to miss you. That ain't how it worked. Julio was a dynamic receiver, no question about that. Julio's a Hall of Fame receiver, no question about that. But, dude, this team, hey, listen, he got to get ready to go. He ain't got time to be worrying about what Julio doing or what the magic they used to have, anything like that. You got to get ready for the season, man.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't one of them things where he's sitting around talking about, yo, I miss Julio so much. Julio would have caught that. Man, ain't nobody thinking about Julio on that squad. They gonna speak to Julio and give him the love that he deserves. when they see him. But right now, they got to take care of business.
Right. And they're going to see him in 11 days when the Falcons open the preseason at Mercedes-Benz against the Tennessee Titans. What do you have to say about this? Can the Falcons be a top 10 offense with the cast of characters they have, with Arthur Smith and a new formula, Mike Davis and Quadri Olison, and the running back situation, and of course the wideouts? Are they a potential top 10 offense in the NFL? 404-741-0929. John and Hugh on the Morning Show on Sports Radio 90. Turn on the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.